I'd like to welcome Brenda Thomas to Sisters Plays Entertainment Author Showcase. Thank you for joining us, Brenda.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Great. I'm excited to have you. So let's jump right in. Tell us about your new novel, Woman on Top.
Yes, absolutely. Woman on Top is about the main character. Her name is Tiffany Johnson Skinner, and she is the wife of Philadelphia's mayor. And it takes you on her journey as she, one, is, dealing with all the things that come along with being the mayor's wife. But what happens is the mayor's arch nemesis comes home from federal prison, and then that adds another level to what she's dealing with, because she is running a center. She's raising money for a center called the Blessed Babies Wellness Center. And in raising money for that, of course, as the mayor's wife, that brings a lot of light on her and a lot of spectacle. So, and she also shares a past with Mr. Haney, who is the gentleman that's coming home from jail.
Okay. So what inspired you to write Woman on Top?
Philadelphia politics. Philadelphia is, I mean, right now, for instance, our attorney general just lost her law license, and she's been indicted. So, and we've had a history of all kinds of politics here in Philly. So Tiffany Johnson Skinner was born out of that. Actually, she was kind of like a secondary character in one of my old novels. So I decided I wanted to kind of shine the light on her. So this novel brings you a lot of politics, corruption, seduction, and second chances.
Okay. Ooh, sounds good.
And she tries to navigate being the wife of the mayor, handling his business, and handling hers.
Okay. So how did you choose your title for this novel?
Well, let me see if I can remember, because women, you know, when you're a political wife, you know, you're always standing by your husband, whether it's good and bad and all the things that happen. And I wanted to have a woman who, because she is on top of Philadelphia, and in her past, the book talks about how she used to be the queen of the nightlife in Philly. She used to own a nightclub in the city. So she was, of course, the queen of the nightlife. Now she's woman on top of the city.
Okay. So what message do you want your reader to take away after reading Woman on Top?
Well, I want them, one, to be entertained. Definitely want them to be entertained. And I also want them to take away that we all need to embrace our power within us. We all need to embrace our power so that we can live out our dreams, so that we can be women on top in our own lives. In a lot of ways.
Okay. And where can our readers learn more about you and your books?
They can find me on my website, which is BrendaLThomas.net. Also, you can go to Amazon.com. And, of course, you can go to my publisher, which is Brown Girls Publishing.
Okay. And a bonus question. What are some of your, well, not what are, who are some of your favorite authors? And why?
Oh, wow.
Name three.
Okay. I like sci-fi.
Okay.
So I like Tanana Reeve Du. She's one of those people that I run out and get her book when it comes out. I like Bell Hooks. And I also like, let's see, it's so hard to choose. I like so many. I don't know. See, you really caught me with that one. They would definitely be two of my favorites. I like Bernice McFadden. I just like to read. I just like to read. I mean, of course, you know, I like the popular authors and the ones who are not so popular.
Okay, that's good. So for an aspiring writer, what advice would you give someone who wants to get, you know, step into your shoes?
I would tell them to enjoy the ride. If you're writing, if you want to write a book and you've started it or you have it in your head, definitely get it out of your head and get it on paper. And don't be hard on yourself. Don't put the cart before the horse. Don't worry about publishing if you haven't even written the book yet. So that would be my strongest advice, is to enjoy it. Because when I wrote my first book, Threesome, nobody was waiting for it. So it was great. I could take all the time I needed. I could go back. I remember reading that book out loud before I sent it off. You really get to enjoy the creative process. I know a lot of people say, oh, well, I wrote 3 chapters and I'm going back to edit them. No, that's not what a draft is. You just write it all the way through, have fun with it, and then you worry about all that. Worry about the editing and all that later, but definitely enjoy the creative process.
Okay, great. Well, that's all my questions, and thank you.
You're welcome.